From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Residents of Syria's battered city of Aleppo is facing a worsening food and medical shortage Monday as Syrian and Russian warplanes pounded rebel-held areas in defiance of international concern. A fresh wave of airstrikes hit the city's opposition-controlled east from dawn on Monday, and on the morning after, Moscow and Damascus were repeatedly accused of war crimes at the UN Security Council. The emergency council meeting called by Britain, France, and the United States saw Russia accused of barbarism over the worsening carnage in Aleppo. Yet the worst violence to hit the city in years continued Monday, and residents warned that stores of food and vital medical supplies were dwindling to nothing. A final peace agreement between Colombia's government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, is to be signed today. It brings an end to the longest-running insurgency in the Western Hemisphere. This is the Colombian president, Juan Manuel Santos. He says the peace process began almost 6 years ago, and it was often difficult to imagine this result, but there was always a clear objective. Meanwhile, 16 heads of state and 24 foreign ministers, including U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, are expected to be at the signing ceremony. China has said fighter planes for the first time over a strait near Japan. It comes as the two governments have both made the claim Monday after Tokyo announced that it may patrol alongside the U.S. in the disputed South China Sea. More than 40 Chinese military aircraft Sunday traversed the Miyako Strait between Japan's Miyako and Okinawa Islands. You're listening to VOA News.